How about that weather, huh? 300-plus flight cancellations. Lauren, is that what you're saying? And that was just one of the airports, right?
O'Hare alone, 331, just 24 at Midway. But either way, that's a lot.
Of course, nobody wanted to fly right now as it is, so maybe that's a blessing. There are times where when I see the wind like this and I go, you know, if you guys don't want to fly, as much as that is an inconvenience for me, then I don't want to fly. Winds, well, let's just bring in Mike Jensen from WGN-TV. Mike, are you there?
I am here.
What are the current conditions right now?
Current conditions across the region are it's becoming windier and it's warming up a little bit. A little sunshine out there, and that's not necessarily good news because... if you get the sun out there with the moisture that's in the air and you start to destabilize things a little bit more, but at O'Hare this hour, 58 degrees with a thunderstorm, it's already up to 62 at Midway, 63 in Romeoville, wow. 65 in Joliet, and we did, here in the last few minutes, have another severe thunderstorm warning that went into effect down in Kankakee County, and actually another severe thunderstorm warning now has just been issued. Give me 1 second, turn up my alarm.
Yeah, I can hear it.
The latest severe thunderstorm warning now coming in from our friends at the National Weather Service is in Cook County. So that includes, it looks like the southwestern parts of Cook County until 1:30. A severe thunderstorm was located over Elwood or near Shanahan in Will County, moving northeast at 55 miles per hour. So moving very quickly here.
Shanahan. That's over by Joliet.
Yeah. In Will County, you're looking at winds maybe gusting upwards of 60 miles per hour, quarter-size hail. And we have to keep our eye out on any of these thunderstorms because of the potential there of some quick spin-up. Maybe some isolated tornadoes are going to be possible with some of these storms. We'll go through the rest of the afternoon. A tornado watch is in effect until 5 o'clock this evening across the entire region. But I really want to focus that attention on areas along I-55 and towards the southeast. I think that's the area we really have to keep an eye on. But again, you know, anywhere around here, you could have a thunderstorm spin up a tornado. So we have to watch out for that because the conditions are favorable. But for this particular warning that's out there right now, areas like Joliet, Orland Park, Tinley Park, Romeoville, Lockport, New Lenox, Mokena, Frankfort, Lamont have to keep an eye out for everything that's going on. And it is all part of that system that caused just an unbelievable mess out to the west. I mean, the blizzard conditions and
roads
being shut
down. Is this the same thing? This is that system?
Yeah, we are on the warm side of that system. They are on the cold side. And, you know, even without the thunderstorms, we could see this afternoon they have the potential of maybe kicking up some tornadoes or...
What do they call this? A neutron bomb? What is this?
A bomb cyclone.
Bomb cyclone. And so if this is that, is this the front end of that? The back end of that?
We are on the front end of it. That's where we have the southerly winds. Now, tomorrow on the back side of it, we're going to be looking for westerly winds, but they won't be anywhere near as strong. And that's the thing, as we go through the rest of the afternoon, the thunderstorms we see could produce winds gusting maybe 60 to 70 miles per hour. That's with the thunderstorms. Now, outside of those storms, just because of that strong area of low pressure that's headed in our direction, we're going to watch winds spreading from the southwest to the northeast that are going to be increasing and maybe gusting between 50 and 55 miles per hour. And that's why we have a wind advisory in effect until 10 o'clock this evening. So you could still have those garbage cans and outdoor objects that are not secured being blown around all over the place. And, you know, hopefully we don't have anything where we have a tornado spin up or... tree limbs that get knocked down, creating power outages or anything like that. But it's something we have to keep an eye on. I actually said it during our noon hour on WGN that if we're going to make it into the 60s and possibly upper 60s this time of year, this is what has to happen.
This is the price you have to pay.
You have to pay for it.
I got to tell you, I was championing 55 degrees. I was rooting for 55 because I saw in the Tribune early this week, maybe late last week, that the last time we were over 54 degrees was last Halloween. It has been that miserable a stretch. So I've really been looking for it, and now we're in the 60s. And frankly, right downtown, we're a couple of blocks from the lake. It's pleasant. There's sun peeking through the clouds. It had rained, but it's not so bad here, and it's quite pleasant. But again, some of you are going to get slammed, it sounds like, with wind and maybe worse.
Yeah, and that's... you know, I think back to, March 18th, 1925. We're going back a long time for a reason.
Okay.
In southern Illinois, it was that was the date for the tri-state tornado.
Oh.
And so you had a situation there where temperatures may get into the upper 60s, lower 70s, and this was. And then anybody that goes back and looks at video, actually old film that was taken at that point in time, afterwards you saw the destruction in parts of southern Illinois, like in Murfreesboro, for instance. People had these long coats on because you went from having these 60s to down into the 30s and 40s. And that's, you know, that's what happens when you have a strong system like this.
Remember the tornado that touched down in East Peoria and Morton, Illinois, several years, not several years,
but in November.
Yeah. And there was debris that was picked up. And again, that's central Illinois. That way, and there was debris that was picked up there and dropped here in the Chicago area.
Yeah.
It was just incredible what some of these storms can do.
The tri-state tornado, when it went through southern Illinois, there was people that lived in Murfreesboro, which is in the southwestern parts of the state. Some of their mail was picked up
right
in southwestern Indiana from that tornado.
And I wish I knew I had a perfect example of that, but in the more recent version here that I'm thinking about, it'd be something like a street sign. It was something even more substantial than that. You know, I want to say like a UPS truck, but it wasn't that. But there was something that was that you could locate in East Peoria that was now dropped in Will County, and they go, how the hell did that happen? But that's just what happened with the power of some of these storms.
Oh, yeah, and that's the shocking thing, and that's why we always tell people to get yourself away from the windows. If there is a tornado warning and where you are, if you're in the path of that storm, don't go out there and look at it and stand at the window. I mean, these things can spin up so quick and throw things around so quickly that you know, pieces of siding ripped off somebody's house can end up through your front window. So you have to watch out for that kind of stuff. And actually, we just had another severe thunderstorm warning that was just issued down in Kankakee and Iroquois County. So we're seeing more of those. Now, the window of time, it really, I think, is between now and about 3 or 4 o'clock. Now, the tornado watch actually runs until 5 this evening. But hopefully, we can get all this cleared out of here before we get into that evening commute, because the last thing we want is strong thunderstorms blowing through here during the evening commute, because we already know just a little bit of rain can cause some issues if you really start whipping up the winds and causing some problems. And you know, we're talking about canceling some flights at some of the airports and stuff, but you know, Metro really doesn't like to run some of its lines when winds start to whip out there too much as well.
Mike Jansen over at WGN. Mike, thanks for your time this afternoon. Keep us posted, and we'll continue to pass along weather information for folks all day long.
All right, you're welcome. Thanks, guys.